617-3700, okay?
Feel free, please, to ask me anything you don't need me for. You can talk to Toby about, but if you need me for anything, please feel free to
Shia related. The other thing is, this Sunday, so we're going to be a little different schedule. Usually Sunday we're going to have Shia from about 11 to 12, but this Sunday I have to have it a little bit different. So this Sunday is going to be from 11:45 till around 1-ish, okay? That's what it's supposed to be anyway, huh? So this is the first Sunday, probably the last Sunday we'll do it right, but at least this Sunday. Yesterday we left off discussing this last Nekuda Tosfos, where Tosfos tells us, the Tosfos is trying to find a case of Kegel Bekarka, both like Gorda Karka and Tanis Kanda Bekarka. So Tosfos found the case of Tanis Kanda Bekarka, a very convoluted case where he gave him to watch it when it was Karka, then it became a Talfim, so it was Tosfos, should have hit in the hair. So we had to focus in, we had to zero in. We had a zero in on precisely when the moment of the chiyuv kicks in, in order to determine whether it's called karka, whether it's called matafa. So that opened up our eyes in terms of an understanding about the nature of time, and God, etc. So similar to this tosfos, there is this idea that sometimes you have a halacha that depends on karka versus matafa. You have to really, really zero in exactly at the moment of chiyuv, what's the critical moment to determine whether we're dealing with karka, whether we're dealing with matafa. So the same, obviously the same you say. The Tosfos asks, you find a little bit of a related topic, it's not exactly the same as Tosfos, but it's a somewhat related issue, and that's as follows. There is a famous Machlokes, the Rambam, the Ravid, but also a Karka Matalta oriented. In touching a little bit of what we spoke about yesterday, we spoke about the din of Ein Nishman al HaKarkos. So the Rambam raises the following question: what's the halacha if the people having a din Torah about Karka, the following manner? But I say to you, you dug two holes in my ground, so you caused me $1,000 worth of damage. And you respond, no, it's not true. I only dug one hole in the ground. Boom, boom, 2-1, that's called the Medev Mikzvah. So that sounds like we're in the Shmuel Karka. So, comes the Rambam, it says, is that considered to be a Dintara Karka? Is that considered to be a Dintara Metalatwan? Not I mean, is it going to be a Shmuel or not? So the one year one would think that that's a Dintara Karka, because after all, we're dealing with Karka, we're dealing with a hole that was dug in the ground. On the other hand, the tevia, what am I being tevia from you? I'm being tevia from you cash. I'm saying to you, you mazik my karka, you dug two holes, so it cost me $1,000. And then you're responding and saying, no, I only dug one hole, so I only chay $500 to you. So how do you view that sikhsa? How do you view that dintara? Is that a dintara karka, or is that a dintara in the talus? The Rav is a chiddush based on the Gemara in the beginning of the tzia, that you make karka or the karka. And even if the nusach ha-tevia is, even if I present this as a basis, I say, you dove, you owe me $1,000, but since the background to the story is kafarta di beis, that you dug two holes in the ground, so since that's the gorim of the mechayim, even though the nusach ha-tvi, even though the dealing, the deal, the masamata is about dollars and cents, which is something which is kolush, so the rabbi holds a chidush to go to make karka real the karka. That since the Torah began out with karka, so that's considered that the status of the Torah and karka, and as such, the Torah and karka, so there's no shmur, any shmur like our close. That's the Rambam Shikas. So the Rambam takes issue with this. And again, we're not learning the E on this stuff like this Rambam. The Rambam, I just want to use it just for a moment to shed a little more light on that thesis. So the Rambam has a time, the opponent has a time against the Rambam. The Rambam says, well, it depends. It depends what the person's time is. It depends what the person's claim is. If I come to Dovi and I say, you dug two holes in my ground, I would like you to please take some dirt and fill up the holes. And Dovi responds, no, I only dug one hole. I'm going to mix this and I'm willing to come and take the dirt and dig up that and fill up that hole. So says the Rambam, and then tap it around the room. So then you can understand that's called a dintara in karka, because we're still focusing on the karka. We're talking about the chafir itself. But in the nusach ha-taiva, the give and take, the claim of the nitan, is not in terms of digging up the hole. I don't want you to dig up, I don't want you to fill up my holes. I don't want you to give me money. I'm going to go get a professional guy. That's what he's doing. I need a yeshiva guy to go dig up my, fill up my holes. This is a good job destroying my land. You'll fill it up and make worse problems. So I'd rather do me a favor, do me a favor, write me a check, give me the cash, and I'll go hire someone, a guy who knows what he's doing. So comes the Rambam and says that the Torah is no longer focusing on karka, even though it started out as karka. The beginning of the problem started out in the realm of karka. The Rambam says that's not called the Torah karka, that's called the Torah problem. And the law is that nishboin al karka. So look at the Rambam and the Rambam. So the Rambam claims that to make karka reka karka, even though the discussion is about dogma, is about talas and sets, but since the dogma is nezeah from the karka, that's called the Torah karka, there's no shkor. The Rambam disagrees, right? It depends on exactly how they're working. Again, we're not learning the whole secret being right now. It depends ultimately on how to read Gemara beginning about Metziah. So comes the Shach in Chesh Mishpat and has the following Ha'ara according to the Raivit. According to the Raivit, that all depends on the nature of the Tvi, it all depends on the Nusach of the Tvi. What am I really asking you to do? I'm asking you to fill the holes, I'm asking you to give me cash. So the original Ha'ara Tanaman derived was about a case of Mazik as a Kaka. What would that locha be in a case of a shomer? What would that locha be if the issue at hand is not an issue of mazik, it's an issue of shomer? So what's that locha? I give you a piece of land to watch, and then something happens to the land, a hole gets into the land, we're trying to figure out whether you chayav, whether you potter. So normally we know the rule is that a shomer karka doesn't take a shvuah, whereas a shomer metalkon does take a shvuah. So come to Shach and says, what would that locha be in such a case? When I gave you land to watch, and now the land got destroyed, so now I'm in effect saying to you, I would like cash, what would that locha be? Is that called a dintara and karka, which I ain't yishbon like a kos? Or is that called a dintara and a talfa, which yishbon and a talfa? So according to the Rambam, there's no question. According to the Rambam, obviously, that's called a dintara and karka. The Rambam says, whatever starts is karka, ends is karka. Started out as a sixth of karka, the original deal starts out with karka, so it doesn't matter that it happens to boil down to dollars and cents right now. That's called the karka, right? The karka, and any shibari. But according to the rabbit, one can raise a shayla, and maybe according to the rabbit, you can argue, but you know, also it depends on how I present myself in Beis Din. If I say to Dobie, I gave you land to watch, and now the land got ruined, and I'm insisting you have an achrayas as a shayla to fill in the ground. That's not the kind of karka. So shomer chiyuv ein nishma like a kos. We know that we learned that yesterday. Ein nishma like a kos. So clearly, according to the Raivit, if I phrase the taina in terms of the karka, so that's the same as kafar to be made. It's the same as the mazik as a karka. But what would the din be of the shach? According to the Raivit, in the case of the shomer and the mafkid, if I change the taina and I say, I don't want you to fill in the holes. I want you to pay me cash. So what's that law? So should we say according to the Raivit? Just as the Ravid says, you make karka einam ki karka, or just as the Ravid holds in the deal of mazik and nizah, so the halacha is that I word in terms of tashlumin, so that it's ois karka, it doesn't have the status of a dintaran karka. So should you carry over that stora to shomer as well? What's that halacha? So the Shach says he doesn't think you should carry it over. He thinks yesh l'chalek between the case of the Ravid, the case of the shvua of chafar d'ibayis, the rule of chafar d'ilachot, kind of the case of a shomer. What's the difference? What's the nafkamina? If the Raivit holds the mekarka inim kikarka, so the Raivit holds it all depends on what the nusach hatayna is. And if I'm requesting cash, so then that's called the fair no longer karka. My nafkamina, whether it's shomer or whether it's mazik, says up the shach the chilut's poshut. He says, by mazik, where's the moment of truth? What do we really care about in terms of mazik? What we really care about is the shas what? Is the shas hezek. At the time of the hezek, so it's already not karka. I've already destroyed it. The karka is ois, and the karka is not here anymore. That's what David says, that if I word my friend and say, I want cash now in place of the karka, because the karka is not here anymore, so I don't want you to fill up the holes. I want cash instead. That's what the David says, to make karka in the karka. And the Rambam didn't even agree to that. The Rambam says, no, to make karka in the karka. It's not as karka, it's karka the open book. That's in a case of mazik, because at the moment of truth, at the moment when the dinfer begins, at the moment of the sitzah, so you could say, well, it's already enough, but it's ready for its karka, the karka is gone. But by shomrim, what's the mechayim of shomrim? When does the parash of shomrim start? No, yesterday. At the shas shmira, the shas kavolos shmira, that's where everything revolves around. At the Shas Kavolos HaShmira, it's karka zomor. At the Shas Kavolos HaShmira, nothing happened to it yet. It didn't disappear yet. It wasn't destroyed yet. So if the Shas Maisa HaShmira, the time of Kavolos HaShmira, was karka zomor, how could anybody in the right mind ever say that's not called the Dintaran karka? When did the Rebbe say it's not called the Dintaran karka? That's the Nazik. When the karka's not there anymore, then you can argue, maybe this guy, if it's not karka, so the Rebbe said it depends. You're kamei whether it's called karka, not depending on how you word the taina. But something which is tatsmusa karka, something which is 1,000% karka, b'shas kavos hashmira, so kavos hashmira, that determines everything. So that idea that the Shach is saying that to determine whether something is called karka or metalklin within Shita Sarai, again, the Rambam would be sitting in the back of the shir and saying, what are they talking about? Doesn't everybody know the karka or the karka? But the Raivit, who's sitting in the other corner of the shir, so the Raivit would say, hey, according to me, it's Mekarka, they don't be Karka, that sometimes it's Karka, sometimes it's Metalflin, you have to really focus and figure out what's going on. So comes the Shach and says, the Metalflin Murim, you can change whether it's Karka or Metalflin, depending on the time of the Tevea, that's only by the case of the Mazik. But the case of the Shomer, there's nothing to discuss. By Shomer, it's already Mindu Lugam, it's already Eskapaskin, and the Tav Kabbalah Sajin Shmira, that it's Dido Kikarka. So I thought that Shach's understanding of the Raivin, is not much the same as we said yesterday with Asaphosis. That you have this strange kind of a case that starts out as Karka and now converts to become a Talisman. It used to be Bechubun Karka, now it's Talish. So we want to know, is that called the Dharan Karka? Is that called the Dharan on the Talisman? The answer is, it depends on the moment of the Dharan. So Tosis tells the Chiddush yesterday, the moment of the Dharan of Dharan Tanis Ganov is Kabbal Sashmir. Now we had an issue with that yesterday, we weren't sure that was true. Maybe the moment of truth of Dharan Tanis Ganov is the Shmua, not the Kabbal Sashmir. But Tosis marked out their opinion, we agree, don't agree with it, but Tosis held, by the way, Tosis held that the moment of truth is the Kabbal Sashmira, that Shach and the Raven, I thought was a little bit similar to what we spoke about yesterday. There's one last Nakuda now that we have to analyze in our sugya before we're able to move on. We're able to move on to the next sugya. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the lack of kefil in the case of Karka, and we were focusing primarily on the lack of playing pattern ganav. I thought the shiur yesterday was saying that there are two kinds of kefil. There's kefil for a ganav mabish, and then there's kefil for the tarin tanis ganav. So we spent bulk of the time talking about the second case. Let's go back to the original case. The fact that there's no kefil for stealing Karka. What was the case of stealing Karka? So yesterday, Tosfos said, Masik v'ur e'yu. I come in the middle of the night, I move over the marker, and now you wake up the next morning and say, hey, wait a second, what's going on? I stole your Karka. You take me to Beis Din, you catch me, Adam saw me, they caught me on videotape stealing the Karka. So now, Beis Din comes and says, you're a Gadol, you have to pay Kefil. Oh, wait a second. Mishnah, English, Ein Misham, a Kefil, like a Kos. So sorry, so I get it free, I don't have to pay it. So there's a Kos, so the Gemara needs a positive to teach me this. What the pasuk is, it takes the Gemara 2 blocks to find the pasuk, but finally it exists there. Somewhere talking about Parshat Mishpatim, there's a Xeris HaKosov that Ein Misham and Kefil not like a Kos. B'chayra, I don't need a pasuk. B'chayra, there's no need for a pasuk to tell me that there's no Kefil on Karka. Why is there no pasuk? Why is there no need for a pasuk? So you have to understand the Mishnah that appears in the Ein Tes. Hopefully we'll talk about this. I can't say we're going to get anywhere near the Ein Tes this year, especially the way we're going. But at least we'll talk about some of the things. So comes the mission of Ayin Tes, it tells us the Gevaldik Adin, Inuchas Kenevin, Inuchas Zeyla. We're going to talk, come back to this mission hopefully a few times during the course of the year. The mission tells us, what's the deal? When I go into somebody's backyard, and I quote-unquote steal the object, but I didn't do an official formal kinyan, something which would work as a nice kinyan in other areas of Allah, in terms of Mechira, a ton of things that I scared, and Hefka, things like that, I didn't do an official formal kinyan. What do you mean? What did I do? I walk into your backyard, and I take your animal, and I'm having kavanim chumzum to steal this animal, the shame of Eris Kazela. I go in and I take this animal, and I start to walk it, and I don't quite get to the back, outside the backyard, and then this animal dies. Don't tell them. It won't be a gazan, the animal is chayavim, and it's innocent. Now what happens to the animal? So comes the mission and says, no, I'm not chayav to pay. What if the case is a little bit different? What if I take the animal and I walk it, I take it out of the backyard into the street, then the animal dies, and the Mishnah says, then I am chayav to pay. What's the difference? The answer is, Boshuk, Mishicha is not included Rishus HaMoicha. Here there is no Moicha, here the Nignav is the Moicha, the original Bible of a label like the Moicha. So the Gemara Bava Basra says, Mishicha is not clear there Rishus HaMoicha. So therefore, the Gadav went ahead and was Moicha the animal, close man that he hasn't left the Rishus HaMoicha, so then he didn't do a Kinyan Mishicha yet. If he didn't do a Kinyan Mishicha, then there's no Chiyav and Unsin on the Behemoth. That's what says the Pharisee in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah Gira tells you an exception to the rule. Let's say he doesn't want to invoke Kinyan Mashiach. He wants to invoke Kinyan HaKvah. He wants to actually take the animal off. Then the Mishnah says, HaKvah is Kedet B'Chavah. So since HaKvah is Kedet B'Chavah, HaKvah is a valid method to create the status of a god or a gazlan, and he will be Chayyid. So you see clear from the Mishnah, Chayyid Rabbah, Mukhi Shineva, you say this, that in order to be Chayyid and Einstein on the Behemah, so you have to make a Kinyan. It's not enough just to quote unquote take the animal. It's not enough just to have an Aveira, just to do the Maisa, quote unquote Maisa Aveira. that he wanted it after the official cheshem mishpat be demanded to kick in that mayor in order for the chiv ayitz to kick in. And the mishpat adds on, it says not only did the chiv ayitz not kick in as well as if the kick in, but the faithful doesn't kick in either. Obviously, let's say I go into your backyard, I take you around, well, I start to walk away, but I didn't quite get outside, and Nathan catches me, so of course I have to give it back. I can't say, no, I'm not a gazan yet, so I don't have to give it back. That's ridiculous. Not a gazan, of course I have to give it back. Not mine. So comes the mission says, but if Nathan catches me at that moment, I didn't quite make a kinyan yet, I don't have to pay cable. Because the same way you need a kinyan geneva to create a chiyo of the Haitian sector of, so too you need a kinyan geneva in order to be mechayev subsequently for kefil. Now the Mishnah goes one step further. Let's say I'm walking to your backyard and I take the animal and find to walk out. I need to like it out. I pull out my shechet knife and I shech the animal on the spot and show it. So I'm not chayav to be da'al v'hegedim. Why not? Because, once again, the same business, that in order to be chayav, the oimsim, in order to be chayav in kefil, in order to be chayav in da'al v'hegedim, there has to be a kinyan geneva that's part of the whole world. That's the regular yavo, that's the yasedi to the Mishnah. So kinyan geneva is a necessary prerequisite for a chiyuv ayitzin, it's a necessary prerequisite for a chiyuv kekel, a necessary prerequisite for a chiyuv alga. That's the same Mishnah. Comes the Mishnah of Kuf Yud Zayin of the days of Abakama, one of the shortest Mishnahs in Shas. Right? And what's the Mishnah? Shut the Nor, Allah, Rish, Chol, Hanecho. Very good, okay? Short and the Tag of it. So comes the... Mishnah of Kama, it says as follows. What's the din? If I go to a field from you, I steal a field from you. How did I steal a field from you? So I walk over to you and Masik Lura Eyu, that's a God. A God is always me if you do it in the dark of night. What's a God's word? How do you be a God on the field? Very simple. I walk off to you, I take out a shotgun and I say, okay, listen, get off the field because I'm here. So that's called good. What's the song? So there's no sign, I'm good. What's the song? And what happens in the field? So I kick you off the field, and then the next day hurricane comes in, that season of the year. Hurricane comes and destroys, floods the entire field until it's done, finished. It's never going to be able to be salvaged. What's that loch? Is the gazlan chayav oimsin or not? So normally you know that loch is, if I steal an animal from you, the animal gets a heart attack. So it's my problem. If I steal a car from you, the car gets hit by lightning, it's my problem. Gazlan chayav oimsin, the oimsin, the biggest oimsin in the world, gazlan is chayav b'chol davar. So comes the Mishnah and says, Shofanar, I know how Resh Chalach Manecha. If I steal your field, so and now the field gets ruined by the flood, I can say to you, because you feel bad, take it, today, I'm not going to pay you a penny for it. So the Gemara says, not everyone agrees to this mission. That's what I'm going to accept that for him. But you, Rabbi Eliezer, there are one of them. The Eliezer says, Tapa, Chayev, Mohammed, Osod, Echer, so I have to pay you back for the damage of the field. And there are one of them, like we passed in the mission, that I know how Resh Chalach Manecha. What's the Nikunis of Makoy? Because what are they arguing about? Comes the Gemara and says the Machlekes is as follows: Is Karka an Exelos or is Karka an Exelos? That's the Machlekes. Where did that come from? What kind of Machlekes is that? Machlekes is based on Pesukim. So there's a whole series of drashas. We're not going to talk about right now. Based on Pesukim from the beginning of Saint Vayikra, is Karka bechlag Gazela not? Torah says Behesher is Gazela Shachazal. So the Chol that is Rosh that that pasuk is only talking about the Talmud, not about the Chalal and the Hair. And Rabbi Eliezer says no, it's a Reba Mir Kiriba. It's a different story. So Karka is Exelos according to Rabbi Eliezer. What do you see for the Gemara? That the Machloekis Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon is basically just restating what the Mishnah says about Ayin Tess of an Aleph. And Ayin Tess of an Aleph, the Mishnah tells us that in order to be Chayiv and Oinsin, so what do you need? You need a Kinyan, a Gezela. It's not enough just to symbolically take the object. You have to halakhically take the object. You have to be Nichlas and Shuscha. You have to make a Kinyan Mishikha, a Kinyan Hezbah. You have to make some kind of a Kinyan that works in Kinyan and Mishpat. In order to be Chayiv, Al Gazlan. That's what the Mishnah is saying, and that's the few times. Also, it's saying that according to the Rabbanan, Karka and Gzelas, it means the Torah is not machnas to Karka, it's to the Rishus of the Gazlan. So, whether or not you violate and miss a Gzela or not is another story, but that's irrelevant for right now. Karka and Gzelas, that the Karka is not Nichlas L'Shuscha. If the Karka is not Nichlas L'Shuscha, so then what's that law? Then you're not Chayim, right? So that's exactly what the Mishnah says. Shofka Nor, Ogla Resha Cholof Hanecha. The same way on that Bayin Tess, that if I I didn't quite get outside yet. You may say that the animal dies, so I do a Resh Chol Fanech. It's not my problem because I didn't do a kinyan yet. So who denied me on Kuf Yud Zayin, even though I came to the shotgun and I threw you off, that's Karka and Gzelos. So Karka and Gzelos means that the kinyan Gzel was not Mitzvah and Karka. The kinyan Gzel was not Mitzvah and Karka. So then, of course, I'm going to be part of it. That's the Rabbanan Shita. And who the disagrees. It really hasn't. Rav Lezer learns out from a post that the Karka type is big sales. So let's put this whole picture together now. We have a Mishnah on the Fayetazim and Aleph that tells us that a prerequisite for being Chayav in Kefil is what? Is a Kenyan. Right? Same way the Mishnah says, the prerequisite for being Chayav in Oinsin is a Kenyan, the prerequisite for being Chayav in Kefil is a Kenyan, the prerequisite for being Chayav Dal Behe is a Kenyan. You must have a Kenyan Geneva in order to be Chayav in any of the above. Comes the Mishnah in Kufi Zayin, and the Sugi in Kufi Zayin, and tells us, the Karka ain't an Exeles. We got a Gezeres HaKosa from Parshas VaYikra, the Karka's ain't an Exeles. Karka's not Nifas as a Kenyan for the Kenyan Gezela. So put two and two together, as I say. Once we know in Kufi Zayin, and Karka ain't an Exeles, which is another way of saying there's no Kenyan Gezela that's Chal in Karka, so then isn't it intuitively obvious that there's no Kefal in Karka? Based on the Mishnah about Ayin Des, all you have to do is put together Kufi Zayin and Ayin Des, roll them into one, and you can conclude on your own, it's obvious that there's no Kefal on Karka. In Kain, why does the Gemara spend two blocks in the beginning of Meruba trying to find a puzzle that there's no Kefal on Karka? Of course there's no Kefal on Karka. Karka in Mitzeles, it's obvious that there's no Kefal on Karka. And everyone read that Gemara. Do you realize this fashion? Toby, come on.
Yeah.
No, this is Poshit, right? No, Yaakov. Right? What? Simple, yeah, for that. Those who weren't with us in the summer. No? What's the answer to the caption? That was a good caption, no? Here's the back. Good caption? No, what do you say? Everyone got the caption? What's the answer?
Being
careful
is not from what?
Being careful is not from what? Kidding, it's not. That's the mission. Doesn't the mission I intend say? Doesn't it say that? Unless we checked and said that. What's that? I can't believe I pulled this over your nose. I just kept a Mishkin around two different terms. What? Gnaim and Gazela. I just lavish kept on saying, I was waiting for some guy to raise the hand and say, Rabbi, don't you know this difference between the two? There are two different Yisurim in the Torah. There's Mr. Gnaim and Mr. Gazela. So we have plenty knows what the difference between Gnaim and Gazela is, right? We don't know what your problem is. Okay, Gnaim means that I steal in a way that I sneak into your house more than I do. Nobody knows about it. Gazla means I do it in broad daylight right in front of you. I walk up and I grab something. Vigazo sachadis me out of mitzvah. I grab around in your hands. So there are two different directions. Two different Yisum Gnaim and Gnaim. Of course, later on the Ruba. Then in the hierarchy of mitzvahs, so the hierarchy of Averis, so Gnaim is the worst Averis. The God of Shul is not even to be. He's very much afraid of people. He's not afraid of the reversals. That's worse. The gossip, he has no year of a fach of anybody. He just takes things out of people's hands in front of their eyes. So Gossip is worse. That's why Gossip pays capable. Gossip doesn't. Good. Okay, good. So we know that piece of information. But there are differences in halacha between the Gossip and Gossip. Primarily capable. All of that, etc. This did the Karka ain't any jealous. This Gzeres HaKoso that rears in the Kama Kufi Zayin, they simply have some passions like Yitro. Karka ain't an Gzeles. What kind of halacha is that? Is that a halacha limited to Gzela? Or is that a halacha that we can automatically extend to Gneiv as well? Do we have a right to cross over and say, well, if the Torah says Karka ain't an Gzeles, so who are the Nami Karka ain't an Gneves? So come to Bahamam, our Gemara, and says, that guess what? You see chlor from our Gemara, you can't make the jump. But just because the halacha is Karka and Gzeles, that doesn't necessarily mean Karka and Gzeles. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, but it's not the same possum. It's a different sugya. Kufi Zayin is different than Samach Gimel in Nulukamba. So it comes to Bechon and it says, the bad is about the Karka and Gzeles. There's a cause of Karka and Gzeles. Shofenor Omel HaReshah Cholofanecha, there's no Chiva Einsen, there's no Chiva Chirayas, for a guy who's a character, because Kinyan Gzeles is not the first character. Does that necessarily translate to mean that a Kinyan Gzeles is not the first character? Not necessarily at all. So now we have to go looking, now we have to go searching. So Taka, what's the mokor the karka in the Nigneves? What's the answer? What's the mokor the karka in the Nigneves? What's the mokor, guys? Which Gzeles is cousin? From the fact that the Gemara has a drasha that you don't pay kefal on karka. So that's not just a tour of this kefal. That's not a kefal bikadin. That din, the fact that you don't pay kefal on karka, that's magala to us, that karka in the gnevis as well. But at the end of the day, there is a din that there's no gedeira by karka, there's no maisik gedeira by karka. At the end of the day, there is no maisik gedeira by karka. But the same way that shafanar omul arish kol fanecha by gezeila, the way they're not gone of karka by shafanar omul arish kol fanecha. What would the din be? Say the guy who moves the marker over, masik bura eil, case of gedeira karka, and then in the middle of the night he moves over the marker, and the next morning the marker in Katrina hits. So what's the law? Does he have to pay or not? So is there a Mishnah anywhere that says gun of karka, shofeno omer, shofeno? There's no such Mishnah. The Mishnah is gun of karka, shofeno omer, shofeno. How do you know gun of karka also? So the answer is, I learned now from the Pasuk Keifel. It's since the Torah tells me that there's no Keifel by karka, so yesh machko, what's the nature that exists in Kosovo if there's no Keifel by karka? Is that a Keifel? Is that just a Ptur from Keifel? Or is that telling me something much more fundamental? That's telling me that you know why there's no Keifel? Because Keifel is based on the prerequisite of a Kinyan Geneva, and there is no Kinyan Geneva in Karka, like its cousin, there's no Kinyan Geneva in Karka. So l'chora, we have a whole eye-opener now into the nature of the halacha that there's no Keifel in Karka. The fact that there's a cousin, there's no Keifel in Karka, is not just a different Keifel. It's much more than that, much deeper than that. It's a din of the etzem geneva. It's mcdonald to me that there's no nice, there's no kinyan geneva. No, they say the wrong thing. They also get mixed up by chazal. There's no kinyan geneva on karka. And once I know there's no kinyan geneva on karka, then I say, you know what? There's a din of there's no din kinyan geneva on karka. There's no din kinyan geneva on karka. So what does that mean, tapas? It means shok fanar, den begana, den begazlan, oi belay haray shechol fanar. So what we just did is we took a kasha, it wasn't a ring, took a kasha, that the chared superfluous, the chared this possible, this whole sugya superfluous, once we know those two shnayas, once we know ayin test, and once we know kuf yedayin, so we can figure out on our own that there's no kasha for a kasha. The answer is no. But you see, chlok nagamai, you cannot extrapolate from gezeila to geneva. You need a possible by geneva. Once we know that there's a new chlokhanship, a possible by geneva, we have a right now to take that possible and understand it in a much more all-encompassing way. That it doesn't just mean a quirk from Tara Nuchas Kegel, it means a din chlok in all of Ganei for the Tadja Kag Eredi Gimedes, which means Shafano Yivai Danab Emla Reshachol Fanecha. So at the end of the day, each of the different Nekudas that come out of the Sugya, each one hopefully fits in its own home place and compartment. So we had the bottom line, we had a Zeres Akosta that there's no Kegel on Karaka, both like Tanya Tanya's Ganab, as well as by Ganab. So we basically spent the bulk of the time, the last 2 days, trying to figure out what is your pasuk for. Anyone, just a little bit of common sense can figure it out. Because doesn't everybody know? No, not so fast. Okay, doesn't everybody know there's no shmir in karka? Not so fast. Rambam didn't know that. Doesn't everybody know that there's no kafor in karka because it's a kinyan, because ain't karka in exelus? Not so fast. So at the end of the day, the psukim benesser, at the end of the day, we need exeris akosim. Both to tell me that there's no tori kainas gana by karka, as well as there's no din of Ganav Mamish, there's no din of Kefil by Ganav Mamish. At the end of the day, the din stand, the two halachas that we started out with stand, there's no Kefil by karka, neither by Torah Tanis Ganav, nor by Ganav Atzmo. And each case is necessary. The Torah didn't mix words, didn't waste words, and tell us an unnecessary exercise of cause. Each one is necessary because we couldn't have necessarily figured it out. So the process trying to figure out why we need these exercise of cause, so we learned a little bit. A couple of doors here and there about karka, about cake, about shulas, about a couple of things that we picked up along the way. Okay, but that was the end of the first sugya. So we have a choice. Either we remain hot and don't breathe, or we get to breathe and bring cool. I don't know what the choices are, but something's not working right here.
We can do both.
We can do both? So who thinks it'll be better if we keep open the windows? Okay, we'll try. It can't be much worse, so we can try. Then, of course, we get all the sounds of the neighborhood. Oh, I feel it already.
Hear it already, also.
Right out of the tropics, okay. Nothing like it.
lose at this point this year. And I quote my wife the first night we moved to New Jersey. So she said she can't fall asleep. Why? Because she misses the softie and she misses the ambulances and she misses the kids. Be quiet.
If I steal your star, and then something happens to the star gets burnt down by itself, so I'm not going to pay for the star. If I burnt it myself, I don't have to pay. If it's in that house, I don't have to pay you. But what if I steal your star, and Bazin catches me, and I still have the star in my hand, I have the star in my pocket. So I have a right to say, nope, lo danina dina gami, so therefore I'm not going to give you the star back. That's ridiculous. But mice, the star belongs to you. Mice, you have violence in the star. The star belongs to you. So true, it could be that a mazik, I think, army is potter, but so goes off. In terms of dinim mummies, that star belongs to you. So how do they have to return the star? So I would have thought an unbelievable happiness is that I would have thought that if something would have happened to the star, then I get off scot free. But if the star is still around, so the law, okay, I have to return to the star, kachit shantar a kefal. I have to pay kefal also. I would have had such a half amina. Kamash belong that it's not true. That's a place to serve the shots of time. Ikaron, let's face it, say. Ikaron, you can't be mechayev a ganav more than you can be mechayev a mazik. That's true. And in Ochadav, if I would have stole the star and now the star is no longer around, it's a terrible poshagat ma'oi that if you deny getting the garmi, so then you do not have to pay. I'll say she was like, you don't have to pay up for the value of the star, so the mail is not paying for the gagavra. The only time you need a chiddush atari to tell me there's also no kef was only b'chiyah gavra that the star is still the end. How can the real thesis? Who disagrees with this thesis? Taisus basic kandocha in your entire kasha is one yisoid. What's the yisoid? That mazik is, in a sense, a higher chiyuv than a gada v'ne'enas. If a mazik is potter, so if I steal the object, the object's no longer here, a bad and a bad and not a chiyuv. That's the premise of Taisus. Who disagrees with this Taisus? Taisus where? Tyson Shmuel Taf Lamed Zayin and says that our premise in Rabbi Kam is not correct. Comes Tyson and says it could be that a mazik is a star is not a potter. The guy who doesn't exist. Mazik is a star is potter. But if I steal a star and I have it in my pocket and I put it down and a fire comes and burns it, then I'm chayav. It could be that a god of a nanas is more chumer than a mazik be a diamond. That's what Tyson says. Which sheet that makes sense to you? What do you think, Shrek? The Chariot Tyson is pretty clear. How does Tyson know that that's true? That a god of can't be more chumer than a mazik be a diamond? He said, what did the mazik, what did the god of? How did Tyson know to make this jump? How did Tyson even start the ball rolling by saying that? How did Tosi even start the ball rolling by saying, well, Dini Magi is Potter in the first half of Baba Kam and Dini Mazikin, so for sure it's Potter in terms of God of Bananas. That's right. Tosi Shua says it's not going right. What led Tosi to believe that that equation is true? So the Chayra, the source of Tosi, is at the very beginning of Baba Kam. On that dollar. Comes the Gemara at the beginning of Baba Kam and says, is he making it cool or not? Not really. What?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the good news is that the winter is coming, so I don't think we're having a huge problem. So where's Sam? No, we're back. Bringing the wall there.
But
let's
try to get
a little bit. Come to my beginning of Kam and says, everybody knows Arbok's Nezikin, right? So comes down the rug and says, no, it's not really true. There are many, many more than Arbok's Nezikin. There are 13 of us Nezikin, there are 24 of us Nezikin. It's not Hakom Mito called 24 of us Nezikin. Who the other, the 24 of us Nezikin? So tomorrow starts listening, well, God, Gazla, Kate, hey, that's Mazik. What is Mazik? Mazik means they come and take a base on that, like smashing window. That's Mazik. Mazik means they come, or chayva means they come to break your arm, that's called chayva. Mazik means my animal goes and eats your property, that's called mazik. What does the gada have to do with the chaslazikin? Why is it called a mazik? So the chayra, one can understand the gemara one of two ways. If the gemara doesn't mean that this is parshas mazikin, why does the gemara want to get the 24 of us mazikin? So the gemara says, well, there's a similarity between all 24. What's the similarity? Because they all came back in Neita. There's a cause of the mazik, Neita, Shadeh, Neita, Karmi, Shalit. But that pasuk neitas ve'amitav karmishav is only written by shein v'rega. When an animal eats someone else's property, or an animal tramples on someone else's property, zeros hakas of shilach has beira ubiya misteacher. Shilach means rego, ubiya means shein. Those are learned in the beginning of others. Neitas ve'amitav karmishav. That's the only place where the Torah is the favorite, and you pay neitav. You pay that from your best plan. How do you know if I dig a bore and an animal falls in, I have to pay neitav? How do I know if I break your arm, I have to pay neitav? How do I know if I steal your property, I have to pay? How do I know neitav? All these other cases in the Torah. So the Gemara is like Zera Shavu. It was a whole very, very convoluted, complicated drasha on the David Avraham Kava. A four-word Zera Shavu. I don't know what it's called. Tachas Vasini Shalom Kesa. Four different, very, very complicated Zera Shavu to teach me that there's a bit of neitav in all 24 of these cases. So what did you walk away from that Gemara? I would say, Ganav is not really a mazik, and Kefil is not really a mazik. There's mazik b'chud, and there's Ganav and Gazel b'chud. The only reason why the Amaran bumped them all together and said, Panagir b'chia, Arba v'yesim, Abbas b'zikin, is because they happen to be similar in that sense that they all fit that Ganav. There's a certain similarity. And the buck stops here. Well, you could say, no, the Gemara means something much deeper than this. The Gemara means that the Chiyav of Ganav, the Chiyav of Gazlan, is basically the same chiyuv of a mazik. There are different kinds of mazikim. So there's a mazik who comes with a baseball bat and smashes a window. That's one kind of mazik. And there's another kind of mazik. When I steal your object and now lightning comes and strikes the object, that's, I'm also called a Nazi. Normally, if lightning strikes, it's not my fault. Even if I'm a Shem Mizrachi, it's not my fault. It's not yes. Normally, I'm not bad. If I'm a Gavron, then I become labeled like a Nazi on everything. No matter what happens to the object, I'm basically treated like a Nazi. So when the Amorim lumped together, Ilchus Gad and Ilchus Mazid, so it could be that the Amorim meant something very real for Lachim to do it, not just a technical quirk. This guy pays me, that guy pays me, and we're cool today. No, the Amorim meant that there's a Din Mazik, lipped in every Gad of is a Din Mazik. The Gad of and Mazik are really just two sides of the same coin. They're two expressions of the same idea. Anytime I cause you a Hefset Mamon, whether I cause that Hefset Mamon with a baseball bat, or whether I cause that Hefset Mamon by taking your property and now lightning hitting it, doesn't matter. I was the one who was responsible for this Hefset Mamon. I'm having Din Mazik.
That's why I say Mazik and
Mazik.
There's Wesley Gossam and Hebrew.
No, so then there are different Garagas. And then the Torah says that not only is it a Ganav of the Keren, this guy, and then sometimes the Torah says if I was Mazik, you have to pay even more than the actual Hezek. It's also some different Mazik, that's called Keto. But it's all the Ikaron, Ilchus Mazik. So a fundamental basic Hakira, what's the nature of the relationship between Ganav and Mazik? Is it really the same Parsha, just the 1A, 1B, 1C? Or are they two totally different Parshas? One's called Ganav, one's called Mazik. That question is a literary question about Baba Kama in general. Why does Baba Kama want to Sefta? Baba Kama should end where? It should end after the sixth parak. There should be two different Seftas in Baba Kama. It should be the first six brothers and the eighth branch should be part of the first six. And then you should have the seventh, ninth, and tenth should be a different Sefta. Because the first six are talking about Hilchos Mazik, the eighth is talking about Chol, also talking about Mazik, basically the same. Just Chol has been Adam La Adam, and Mazik has been Adam La Mammon, or been Mammon La Adam, etc. And the seventh and the ninth and the tenth are Hilchos Kedeh Gazeh. So you see that it's all on the Sefta. So why is that? Because it's seventh, ninth, and then it would be too short. People would complain that Yeshiva should have to learn the Masechta. You don't want to learn Merubah. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that the reason why it's one Masechta is because it's one aspect of Hilchos Mazik. It means these are just, it's just 1A, 1B, 1C. That learning Merubah is not that different from learning Iva others. It's not a different Masechta. It's not like when one guy learning Shabbos, one guy learning Kulik. It's the same Masechta. They're all dinim of Mazik. So the Chayyar and that Shaila, that fundamental question about the relationship between God and other Mazikim, is God really a Din Mazik or not? That seems to be at the root of the two days in Tosis. The Tosis is an Arab Sugya and the Tosis against the Tosis of the Sechah Shavuos. Tosis looked at the Sugya of Shtaris, of God of Shtaris, and Tosis says, this is ridiculous, this is crazy. How can anyone talk about a Chiv Kefal and Shtaris? The Chmaz is a Shtaris Pocket. If Mazik is a Shtaris Pocket, so of course the good is a Shtaris Pocket. How could a God be more Chayyar? The Mazik is the same thing. So Tosis got so tzimish with that cash, so far with the cash, they had to start draining the chakob, the gavin, the rice, the rabban, the head, the hair. Oh, how come my skin and the star is still attacked? I would have thought, well, the star is attacked, you have to break it. But the Karol Tosis stuck to the guns and said that Mazik and Ganav are all the same thing. If Mazik is the star is potter, even the gavin is not tight, so even the gavin is going to be potter than Ganav also. And Tosis and Shmuel says, well, how do you tell me that? Tosis and Shmuel says the different kashias. Just because Mazik Derech Tarmi is Potter doesn't necessarily mean that Ganav Derech Tarmi is going to be Potter. So Chayyar, that's where the Kudus of Machloek is. How real is this equation? Is Ganav ultimately a Cheder of Ruchus Mazik? Is that what Rabbi Chiya meant from Kamad of Shalim? Or no, the Ganav will Chod and Mazik will Chod. Just because Mazik is Potter doesn't necessarily translate to mean that Ganav is going to be Potter. But, so Tosis introduced to us the problem. We're going to forget the present Shavuos for now. We're learning from Kamad. So comes Tosis in Baba Kama and is bought up in the Kasha and had a couple of tents. But tucked away in this Tosis was alluding to another possible terrace of this Kasha, which they ultimately reject. What's the other possible terrace of this Kasha? What would be the other possible terrace of this Kasha? What do you need a fussing for? Typically, that Mazik is a Shara, so it's a Shara popular. What would the possible answer have been? Well, maybe near the Gamitz Chayim. So Machlekes HaTanoim, Machlekes remain under Rabbanon, so maybe this bride, so maybe this is assuming near the Gamitz Chayim, which wouldn't be so crazy because we have the Paschim to be near the Gamitz Chayim. So within the words of the Tosfos, Munach, the possibility that a Balbin could come and be Chayim and say, wait a second, please, let me bring us a cup of the cash for the parents, but we hold near the Gamitz Chayim. So maybe we, who hold near the Gamitz Chayim, need a Paschim to be reminded from Kefal. The Tosfos was quick to say that that's not a good parent. Why is that not a good parent? Because Tosfos has a Yisrael that permeates throughout the Kama, throughout the Basra. Tosfos' Shita throughout Shas is even the Man Yehuda who holds that Din HaGevi is Chayav only holds it on the level of their Rabbanim. Nobody holds Din HaGevi is Chayav in their Eisim. Places in one fell swoop revamp the entire city of Din HaGevi. It's a Machlikis from the Vayim Rabbanim and Rabban and everyone else, and Machlikis Tanoim and Amaroim. And comes place and says, on the level of Din HaGevi, Kuli Alma with Pligi Din HaGevi is Potter. Whole machlokes is, should we make him chayav on the level of the Rabbanim or not? That was the whole issue. Akol mikoko. With the Raisa zichi potter, with the Rabbanim maybe yeah, maybe no. That was the machlokes. If Tosfos is correct, on the level of the Raisa, everybody agrees that Din HaGevi is potter, then of course that would have been a terrible cash, terrible terrorist in the cash. You can't say, no, you need a posel because we pass it Din HaGevi is chayav. Yeah, that's only with the Rabbanim, we pass it chayav. With the Raisa it's potter, so how do you push more duchta? What do you need a posel? Tosfos didn't want to use that terror. So if we hold Din HaGevi is higher than Kol HaDei, Tosfos couldn't say that. Tosfos couldn't dream of that terror. Because, as Tosfos themselves write, Afilu l'man d'don Din HaGevi lo d'on yalam d'rabbano. Is that a strange concept? Tosfos just told us that Din HaGevi avada n'avada is potter m'deraisa, but maybe it's higher m'drabbano. Is there any precedent for that anywhere in the Gemara? We have a case of a nezek that's not nezek d'araisa, but m'drabbano, we're going to make the pay anyway. Is there any other case that's similar to that? Places has a leg to stand on that that's what Din HaGevi is? This is not Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, we have a lot of Din HaRabbanan. Hilchos Nezikin, it's not a Mazik D'Araisa, but it's a Mazik D'Rabbanan. Anything we develop that? So there is a Gemara, the fifth parak of Masechet Gittin. But the Gemara talks about something that sounds also a little bit even close to the idea of Din HaGevi. That's what's called Hezek She'enu Nikr. It's not quite the same thing. Hezek She'enu Nikr means, let's say I go up to your fruit, you have a wonderful, beautiful basket of fruit, and I go ahead and I'm metame the fruit. Well, let's say you have a beautiful bottle of wine, I go and I pour some trace wine into it, and I go ahead and I pour the wine in front of a vetizer or something. I do something which trays up your fruit, messes up your fruit. Now, if somebody looks at the fruit, the apple looks the same, the wine looks the same. That's what's called hezek she'enu nikar. So there's a big machlokes in the Gemara, is hezek she'enu nikar chayav b'deraisa, or is it not chayav b'deraisa? What's the source for the machlokes? Because the Mishnah has a strange din of the fifth paragraph of Gittin, which says that if a person is bazer and the hezek she'enu nikar, the mezer chayav b'shegig potter. Why? What kind of chiluk is that? The mezer chayav b'shegig potter. Normally we know the Mishnah tells us at the end of the second paragraph of the Kama that other mudla oiva mezer shegig b'mezer. If I break something of yours, whether I did it for you or makes it okay. Let's say I'm backing out of my parking spot and I smash into your car. So I've nazik your car. So I can't come to base and say, I'm sorry, it wasn't my fault. I was a shogeg. It's tough luck. Other more than I've been shogeg, been amazing. So after the Mishnah draw a distinction and say, if I was in the palm of your fruit, the maize that I have to pay, and the shogeg I don't have to pay. How do you understand that? It doesn't make any sense. So there was machlekes on my roim, and that klotzer by klotzer, in my second splitting, how to understand pshat, that pshat, be that remains the chayav b'sheyik potter. So one of them said that mid-e-raisi you never chayav. It's hezek shen and nikr. If it's not recognizable, oh, hazer, it's damaged, so you always potter. That's not called mazik. Mazik means when I break your window. Mazik means when I break your nose. Mazik means when your animal falls into my drawer. Mazik doesn't mean when I'm halakhly hocus-pocus of ruining your food from being eaten. That's not called mazik. Elohat. But the chachamim made it bad. The chachamim didn't want people to start ruining people's. I'm a real lamed over here. I really want to get back at you. I really don't like you. So I'm smart. I'm not going to go smash your window because then I'm going to have to pay. I'm not going to smash your tires, basically get cash, but you have to pay. What am I going to do? I'm going to hurt you in lamed. I'm going to cover your truma. Aha! I'm really going to get even with you. So come to Chacham and made a kenas. That's the guy who's the Russian does that. He does it amazing. We're going to make him pay. If you did it for sure, he's not a Russian. He's not a bum. So what do you have to pay the kenas in for? When you're dealing with the Dindir Ravis of Mazik, the other Mazik, the other Murda, the other Mazik, when you're dealing with the Dindir Abonim of Mazik, so then they only made a Gezer, they only made this Takonim, they made this Knas, they made it, not to show you. That's one version of understanding the Mishnah. The other day, the Gemara says, no, that's not the Peshat at all. The Hezek Shir and Nikr is not the Shmeh, Bain the Shoyeg, Bain the Mazik, it should really be Chayim with their eyes all the time. It's not recognizable, it doesn't matter. They still call the Mazik Hezek with their eyes, huh? You know why the shogeg is potter? Because we want to encourage the mazik to tell the guy. I'm going to feel very, very good. I'm not going to want to tell you that I was metame your food. I'm not going to want to tell you that I trifed up your wine because I don't want you to make me do the entire and make me pay. So I'm not going to tell you. That's going to be like legally mixture. You're going to need to trifle food. You're going to need to trifle wine. So to encourage the person to tell, encourage the person to come forth and give us the information, so we're going to give them a witness protection. We're not going to protect you. We need your break, but we're not going to make you pay, even though really technically you shouldn't make. Sure. So comes the Gemara and has, at least according to one man, but there is precedent of a chi of mazik that doesn't exist in the Beraisa. It does exist in the Rabbon. Hezek Shen HaNikar. Tyson says, you know, just as by Hezek Shen HaNikar, there's such a concept that the Beraisa, you want them in the Rabbon, and the Chayav al Kanas, because you want to make sure you're not mazik person. Who would it not be? The same guy wants to be mazik his friend, but he doesn't want to do it via that. He doesn't want to burn down his house. He doesn't want to break his window. He doesn't want to slash his tires because he doesn't want to pay. What's he going to do? He's going to do a real long shed nezek. He's going to go sneak into his vault and take all his IOUs out, take all his shtaris out, and burn them. Aha! They're me. I'm Potter, but they're icing off the bank. So came and come in and made a knas. That's how Tosfos views the din of garmi. Man doing din of garmi is only the terrorist knas. It's not much like the knas of Hezek Shem and Nikar. It's not a din nazik with their icing. What would be the corollary of that statement of Tosfos? And Hezek Shem and Nikar and Garmi are basically the same. So both examples of kenosis, but only a few mazik with their eye, with their abonah, what should follow? What's at the end of I? Surik and Shtag or what? Yishayi, the Chai shouldn't have to pay. There are only kenis for major, not Yishayi. Comes in the word of Yitim, and Kifrani says, what's the din? If a person is mazik, let's say Reuben breaks Shimon's window, and then Reuben dies. So it was Yerush left to pay? Yeah, left over profit, left over Shimon Chosim, so they have to pay. The debt goes the same way if Reuben borrows money and it dies, the debt goes be Yerusha to the Yerushim. So the Chiyot, the Shibur of Nezik, also goes. So the Gemara says, that's only if it's real Mazik Deraisa. If it's a Mazik Derabonon, such as Hezek Shem and Nikar, so then Tivei Tarash HaChaveru Meis, lo comes in an Adar of. Because, what do you have to make a class of the son? The son's a nice guy, he's a from here, he never do such a thing. The original guy was a chayte. He's dead already. He's no emes. So there are differences between the mazik deraisa and the mazik derabon. Mazik deraisa pays bein b'shegi bein b'mezid. Mazik deraisa, the din goes b'yerusha to the sons. Mazik derabon, both comes to shegi to mezid. Mazik derabon, ain't no yerusha. Has a whole chiddush for us. Texas says that garmi is only the derabon. Don't think for a second that garmi is deraisa. No, but even Rabbi Meir, man did not din the garmi. Only holds it in the Rabbon. Might not give me the Nash Sukhya that statement, but not give me that. You can't use Dina de Garmi as the Hechetins, as the Okimta, as to why I need a Posik to tell me that there's no Kefir by Shtaras. So the person started out with Nash, what do you need a Posik to tell me that there's no Kefir by Shtaras? Play, the Dina de Garmi is Potter, it says Tosfos in parentheses that even on the side of Dina de Garmi is Kayam, it's only with the Rabbon, so don't use that as a defense. I can't give you a Tosfos here. So we gave a precedent to Tosfos. We showed that there exists a concept in Halacha of a chi of mazik derabbanan. How did Tosfos know that Garmi is derabbanan? What led them to believe that Garmi is derabbanan? Where did they see in the Gemara any hint that Garmi is derabbanan? Anyone else? Anyone saw the other Tosfos? Anyone saw the other Gemaras? Anyone hooked up to see, you know? Guys, with us in the Maramakamas? No, but where's the other?
In the middle.
The middle, okay. So there are two Gemaras in Shas, both the Mokal, one's the fifth part, one's the sixth part, that led Tosfos to the conclusion that Din de Garmi is only the Dirabon. I'm not going to put a judgment on the Bali of Tosfos, but neither Raya is like, you know, neither one who would be called an ironclad Raya. Neither one would be called a Raya She'ain Alat Shuvah. Two Rayas. What is Gemara the fifth? What's the Gemara in the fifth parak? No? Anyone saw? Tafn Dalan? Yitzi, no, let's say Tafn Dalan. Get there. It's the Chaz of Lula Gozel. Okay. So, comes the Gemara in the fifth parak, and it's Machlekes in Rav Yudon, the Rabban had a Tarshin of Pasuk Yechobish. Baal, a boy, Yishalei. Right? Born. If you get born, you have to pay. So comes the Torah and says, Ki Yiftach Yishbor, Ki Yishbor, Ki Yishbor, Ki Yishbor, Ki Yishbor, the Nafal Shoma Shoma Chamor. The two examples the Torah says of the Dedek of a Boar is an animal falls in, an ox or a donkey. So, or a donkey, depending where you go. So comes the Chacham, and say, Once the Torah is singled out, no Shabbos Shor v'chamor. The Torah should have said, but no Shabbos finished. Anything falls in my area Shor v'chamor. Come to Rabbanan and two drashas. What are the two drashas of the Rabbanan? Shor v'lo what? Shor v'lo adam, chamor v'lo. Come to Rabbanan and says it's not true. Yechayiv even a Caleb, even a Nezek a Caleb yechayiv b'bon. Like I said tonight. So come, Yehuda agrees that Rabbanan Shor v'lo adam, but he disagrees with chamor v'lo adam. So asks. So Taka, what does Chamor come to teach you according to Rabbi Huda? What's the Gemara's answer? Kasha. Chamor and Rabbi Huda stack a Kasha. We don't know. We can't figure out the life of us. What in the world does Chamor come to teach us? Rabbi Huda, it's amazing. Rabbi Huda, what did you learn from Chamor? We have no idea. We're going through the hands. We have no idea what task to learn from Chamor to Bor. Come to Taizen as a Kasha for Rabbi Huda. What does that mean? Taizen as a Kasha? No. I got a solution to the problems. I'll tell you what Chamor is coming to me with my. It's coming to me with my shtaris. It means the guy's hiding a hole in the street. Nobody's walking by with a big pile of IOUs. And the IOUs get to fall into the bore. They get all mixed up and all ruined and they get destroyed in the bore. Kamash v'lon, Chamor v'lo shtaris. That's the place to suggest the drasha. Why did the Gemara think of that? Chamor v'lo shtaris. It's a strange catch. That's such a strange catch. Tais the Esta Kasha. Hey, look at Rishon. Tais the Esta Kasha. Chamor, come the Mai Shtaris. Comes Tais and says, no, that's not a good drush. Why? How could you possibly have a Havamina Shema Havamina Shema Havamina that you're going to be Chayiv on Bor for Shtar? If I would call with my own hands and Lazik be a Dayan and destroy your Shtar, I'd be Potter, because Dina Begami is Potter. And says Tais, what do you mean Dina Begami is Potter? But maybe Dina Begami is Chayiv? Because those says, no, what do you see from here? Dina de Gamin, nobody holds a schayef with their eyes up. Lo Yitzuyer, anybody held that Dina de Gamin is schayef with their eyes up? So then you could have made a case to say, Chamor, you could have said Chamor v'loshtaris. This would have solved the problem of Chamor and Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. Why didn't the Gemara say Chamor v'loshtaris? If I says, because Abadi Yepotra Rabor. Yepotra Mazik Biyadayim, Kamachod Yepotra Rabor. Bor is not going to be more chum than Mazik Biyadayim. Even Tais and Shavu Islam and Zion, they said Ganav is more chomer than Azik Yadayim, or is that really Chayav? So it comes Tais and says, from the fact that the Gemara didn't come up with this interesting drush that we just made up, there's no drush anywhere in Shas Chamor v'lo shtaris, but the fact that the Gemara didn't give this drush to Chamor v'lo shtaris, Zevin from now, you see from here that there's no din Mazik b'chlal v'lo shtaris. Bein Rabbanim, Bein Rabbanim, Bein Rabbanim, Bein Rabbanim, that doesn't matter. Nobody holds the Din Mazik of Shtaris, and even those few people who hold Don and Din the Garmi, that's all the Mid Rabbanim. That's right, number one. Again, you're not here to judge the Balei Tosfos, but actual holiday, it's a riot from the fact that the Lord didn't give us Al Kipta. You know, it's always a little bit shaky, such a riot. Maybe there are a dozen other reasons why the Gemara never dreamt of such a riot, such a difference. What's the other ayah? We're going to 6th verse. The Gemara speaks about the konas nigzel. The Gemara says, what's the din? Let's say we catch a guy stealing, and we know he's stealing, the aid in that stealing, but we have no idea how much he stole. We saw him walk in, take something out, and he walked away. We don't really know. I say that the nigzel says that he stole X amount, but the Gaza says he only stole X amount. So the Gaza said, having some kind of a six of how much it was. What should the din be? Say, L'chayri, you should go to the regular rules, and go for shavuos. So the guy's in the perfect bowl, so he's totally fucked up. He's made to mix us, so he has to take a shavuot. Comes the Mishnah at the end of a set of shavuos, he says, so how many days special takana for takana shavuos nigzol? That the nigzol can take a shavuot, how much he claims was stolen from him, and he's nishva that you stole $10,000 from me, he's going to be nigzol. And that's only shavuot derabban. Shavuot derais is always a shavuos on poltrim. Shomer swears and he's potter from Bein. The mixer swears and he's potter. The Lechet swears against the Lechet and he's potter. Shavuos and Noitla, by definition, is a Shavuot Rabbana. This is an example of Shavuos and Noitla. Go ahead and I swear that you stole X amount of money, I get to collect that money. So comes the Gemara and says, that case of Shavuos and Noitla, of Shavuos and Nigdol, could carried over to other cases as well, other kinds of potential scenarios, but we're not quite sure how much money is really, you know, in the equation, how much money is really taken away. So what's a bit of a moisture? Let's say I go over to, I see Dover's got a really nice house, that nice property inside the house, and I really want to get back in it, but I don't want to take it myself. So I go over to some non-Jewish fellow, and I say to him, you know what, see that jewel over there? Hey, Dobie, he's got a lot of money in there. I think it's a good idea for you to go, you know, throw in and get it. So he jumps to the opportunity, he goes out and he takes his money away. That's called the Moiser. So a lot of things happen to both of them. They don't get the Chelek Malakaba, they get a Brachos Roshiva. They take a lot of nice wonderful things out of them. But another thing that happens to them is that they have to pay enough. There's a Moiser has to pay enough. So comes the Gemara and says, whether or not a Moiser has to pay, it's only on Mishmach like this. But who, what, and where? Dina de Garmi. If Dina de Garmi is Chaya, this is called Dina de Garmi. This is like Sarah Shnarosa. If I burnt your star, now you can't be there anymore. Here also, I was goyred to you to lose money. I told the goyred to go, I can't take your property away. So the whole dinah degami is chayv, chayv. The whole dinah degami is part of your potter. That's the parish of Gemara later on. So comes the Gemara here in Achonis and says, what's the dinah? The whole dinah degami is chayv, so Moshe is chayv. But now we have a problem. We don't know how much he was Moshe. So Dobie comes and says, my house is worth $500,000. And here, I, the Moshe, said, really, it was $500,000. I think it was only worth $100. So who's believed? So comes the Gemara and raises the following shout. Also Takanas Nigzal B'Moiser alone. The Chachamim, the same Chacham, the same Chazal, made a special Takana that a Nigzal can swear and collect whatever he claims is his, rightfully so. Does that Takana carry over to Din of Moiser or not? Also Takanas Nigzal B'Moiser, although also Takanas Nigzal B'Moiser. Now, of course, this whole discussion, the whole Dibayim, the Gemara, is only a Libid Ibad Yomba going to for me. If you deny Din of the Gemara, even if we know how much he was Moiser, we have even how much he was Moiser, doesn't that still falter because he's Din of the Gemara. So the holy buy in the Gemara is only Aliba de Mandiyama, the Doi Din of the Gani. The Gemara has a shadow, right? The Gemara shadow. So by the way, comes nice and says, what's the Gemara shadow? Why didn't the Gemara realize what's the difference between a Gazlan and a Moiser? If Din of the Gani is Chayav, so the Torah says this is Chayav and this is Chayav, so why should the Chum pick and choose and make it the Kun in one case and not in another case? Oh, says Tysus, wait a second. We'll start turning, says Tysus. It must be that Chazal understood that Din of the Garmi is not quite on par with the regular Gazlan. The Chiyah for Din of the Garmi, the Chiyah of Moiser is not as chomer as the Chiyah for regular Gazlan. And maybe we're not going to make so many takonas to get back the money of someone who's Moiser your property. What's the Chiyah? What's the Svar Bechalik? That's a portion of Svar. Gazlan is a Chiyah of the Raisa, a Moiser is a Chiyah of the Rabbanon, because everybody knows Din of the Garmi is on a Midrabbanon. Comes Tysus and use that Gemara that he buys the Gemara, buys the Lushitun, the sixth paragraph of the Kama, a seemingly innocent detail about Tochas of Shavuos, also the kind of things of a Mysa, also the kind of things of a Mysa. Tysus saw in that Gemara an eye opener. Tysus saw in that Gemara, you see from there, that when from there you say this, that Mysa is not Chayav Deraisa, because Din the Gemara is not Chayav Deraisa. Mysa is Din the Gemara, and Din the Gemara is on the Mirabana. These are the two rays of Tysus. Tysus was convinced. Lishum Sofek, the Din de Garmi is not Chayav de Araisa. Tosfos was convinced based on Rabbeinu Moshe from Taisa's Raya from Bor. Tosfos was convinced based on their Raya, also the Chavis Nigzol in the Sitzbar. Because Tosfos was so convinced throughout Shas that Din de Garmi is the Rabbanan, therefore they got themselves into hot water in the Kavod of Sefer Beis. Tosfos starts out with Kasha, Vim Toynar, why do you need a Pasuk with my cape of Mishtaras? Paper play that Din de Garmi is popular. So Tosfos made so many assumptions with the Kasha. Assumption number one, that Galav and Nazik are the same. So Tosfos and Shmuel said they're wrong on that one. Okay, but forget about that, Tosfos. We're not learning Shmuel. That was assumption number one. Assumption number two, we mean Din Degarmi is popular. We have Din Degarmi's Chayav. No! That means that even we who hold this Chayav is only Chayav with the Rabbanah. So don't tell me that the Pasuk there tell me that you bought from Kay, we're only Chayav off Din Degarmi. Din Degarmi is popular. With their eyes, it's popular. What prompted Tosfos to believe that Din Degarmi is popular? Two Gemaras. The place got so stuck with his kasha, so into the corner. What's the case of Mechir of Kaifa? Why would anyone ever thought it's Mechir of Kaifa by Shtaris? Paper like Din of the Garmi is bought to the right, so the place had a company. Who disagrees with the Baal Pukh in Tosfos? Who is the Rishon who took on Tosfos head on and says, all Tosfos Raya is in Mishkan. The whole assumption place is wrong. From the Mechir of the Absolute. The Rabban. The Rabban wrote a Kuntras. You know what it's called? Kuntras called Din of the Garmi. It's printed in the back of the Daser. The Shabbat in the back of the Daser. The Rabban wrote an entire Kuntras called Din of the Garmi. The premise of the entire Kuntras of the Rabban is that Tosfos is wrong. but a whole sefer just to show the things of the world. Says the Rabban, the Gani is exactly what it sounds like. It's a din de araisa. Yep, Tanoim denied it, but we possibly did the Gani is chayav. It's mamish a din de araisa. How do I go with a din de araisa? Says the Rabban. One word. Forget Taisus Raya. Taisus Raya is a Mishkin Raya. There's one word that teaches me the Lishum Sofek, the Dir Dagan, and Dir Haisa. And not only is Master of all. What's the one word?
Dina.
Dina. Contrast to what? It says the Ramban. It's called Dina Dagani. It's not called what? Knos Dagani. Says the Ramban. If the Gemara meant it's a Knas, the Hezek should have Nikar, the Gemara should have called it a Knas. Calling it Dina Dagarmi is misleading, and therefore Chazal didn't want to ever mislead us, so it must be that it's a real bona fide Dina Dagarmi. Taisus is not correct. According to the Ramban, what's the obvious answer to the kasha of Taisus? Vim Toima, what do you need a pasuk to tell me that there's no kefil on shnaris? What's the answer? You don't do need a pasuk. Why? Because otherwise you would have said that you chayiv kefil. Why? Because mazik is a shnaris chayiv. One of us is shnaris chayiv. Dina Dagarmi is chayiv diraisa. Kamash Balon. Yeah, mash one is chayav deraisa, but kefil is not. So the Rabban would be deeper book of the Taisus. Rabban would look at this kasha and say, what kind of kasha is this? It's a good kasha, you deny him the garden, you accept him the garden, and then talk about it. So the chlek is, like we've earlier shown it, Taisus and the Rabban, is did the garden, you did, is it did the deraisa? That solves our sitting here, because they're only a knas, and then you got problems, you got to come up with other difficult things. Taisus two riders and two gemaras of Kaaba, either one of them in Ramban was all that concerned with. The Shach writes, how do we pass him? The Taisus like Ramban, so the Shach writes in Tesh Mishpat that the Ramban wrote this long kudras, and he has a lot of lumdas based on his whole premise that it's a dindya raisa. And the Shach writes that I have a lot of Torahs to write about every line of the Rabban's Kudras is Dina Dagarmi, but I'm not going to bother, says the Shach, because I disagree with the whole premise of his Kudras. The whole premise of his Kudras is that it's a Dina Dagarmi, and he's wrong, because the Torahs are right. That's only Kanas. Since I disagree with the absurd, why should I bother spending so much time writing about the Kudras? But anyway, I'll just say one or two things about the Kudras that he writes for about 30 pages. Everything he has to say about the Kudras. Imagine what he would have written if he would have held their Kudras was right. So, I said he would have said it, but he wrote just Bossi Rachma Katsia. Yeah. Anyway, so basically, what do we have here? So we have the Gemara here that tells us that we need a pasuk because there's a kosov, that there's no kefil in shtaris. What do you need a pasuk for? Take away that he the gan in kofar. 22 days post as yet as in shmuas is the dimyan from gan of the mazik correct dimyan. So we'll have to continue on Sunday to talk a little bit more about this. How it's really going to play out over here. And then back to the really fundamental question that even Tim Tzolomer, the Din of the Garbi is really